USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has rapidly increased its COVID vaccination efforts, setting new records for the number of shots administered in each of the last 2 days. Nearly 2.9 million shots were given on Saturday. In the next few days, the CDC is expected to release guidance on activities that those who are fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that vaccine supplies will begin to rapidly increase. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CBS's Face the Nation that even as there are enough shots to vaccinate everyone, it will still take a large effort to administer them all.
As we get more doses, which are going to be dramatically increased as we get into April and May, and as the president has said, we will have, by the end of May, enough vaccines to vaccinate everyone. We'll have to put a big push to get it into people's arms, but by that time, we're going to be doing much, much better.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Joe Biden marked the anniversary of Bloody Sunday by signing an executive order to expand access to voting. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president's order alters the way the federal government handles elections, including increasing voter registration access for criminals in prison and on probation. It directs every federal agency to prepare a plan in the next 200 days for how they can promote voter registration, such as mail-in ballots. Sunday marked 56 years since civil rights activists were viciously beaten in Alabama.
The blood of John Lewis and so many other brave and righteous souls that was spilled in Selma on this Sunday in 1965 sanctified a noble struggle. And when the country saw those images that night, America was forced to confront the denial of democracy, the fierce urgency of justice.
President Biden said every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February, the highest level since mid-2019. Senator Ben Cardin believes that passing comprehensive immigration rules will be important in solving the issue at the border. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News he believes the American people want Congress to pass that level of reform.
Well, we're going to try to make progress wherever we can. I mean, obviously, we have the concerns on the southern border itself when we see flare-ups of violence that has taken place, the separation of families, which was unconscionable. Well, I hope we can do something a little more comprehensive. I can tell you, there are Democrats and Republicans. We did it once before. We passed comprehensive reform in the Senate, did not pass the House. It wasn't taken up in the House, but it had a strong vote. I hope we can do it again. I think the American people want us to do that. They want secure borders. We recognize we have economic issues in regards to visas for employment. We have issues concerning family reunification. We have a lot of issues that we really need to deal with, and it'd be good to pass a comprehensive immigration bill.
And the Cleveland Indians have sent two of their stars into isolation after they broke COVID-19 protocols. Third baseman Jose Ramirez and designated hitter Franmil Reyes were sent back to their spring training homes on Saturday after the pair admitted to team officials that they went out to dinner and were indoors, something that violates COVID guidelines set forth by Major League Baseball. Cleveland is waiting for word from the league on how long the pair will have to quarantine. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.